Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. India and Russia set target of $100 billion trade by 2030 during the 22nd annual summit in Moscow. Sign 9 MOUs in areas of environment and climate change, polar research, trade, investment and pharma. Russian President Vladimir Putin thanks Prime Minister Narendra Modi for making efforts to resolve the Ukrainian crisis. Prime Minister Modi receives Russia's highest civilian honour, the Order of St. Andrew the Apostle. Centre extends ban on pro-Khalistani fringe group, seeks for justice by another 5 years. And in women's cricket, third and final T20 international between India and South Africa underway in Chennai. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed confidence that the India-Russia ties will see further strengthening in the coming years. During his meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin today, he said in about 10 years, they have met 17 times. The Prime Minister said it reflects the depth of the relations.
और मैं बिना संकोच कह सकता हूँ कि इन 25 साल की हमारी इस गहन यात्रा के मुख्य सूत्रधार आप रहे हैं और मैं आपको विश्वास दिलाता हूं कि आने वाला भी हमारा कार्यकाल हमारे संबंधों को और गहरा बनाएगा और घनिष्ठ बनाएगा और हम नए नए अचीवमेंट को लेकर के आगे बढ़ेंगे.
मिस्टर मोदी सेड फॉर द लास्ट 40-50 इयर्स इंडिया इज फेसिंग टेररिज्म. द प्राइम मिनिस्टर कंडेम्ड ऑल काइंड्स ऑफ टेररिज्म.
पिछले 40-50 साल से भारत आतंकवाद को झेल रहा है. आतंकवाद इतना भयानक होता है, इतना घिनौना होता है, तो हम 40 साल से भुगत रहे. ऐसे में जब मॉस्को में आतंकवादी घटनाएं घटी, दोगेस्तान में आतंकवादी घटनाएं घटी, उसका दर्द इतना गहरा होगा इसकी मैं कल्पना करता हूं और मैं हर प्रकार के आतंकवाद की घोर निंदा करता हूं.
The Prime Minister said the world has faced multiple challenges in the last 5 years, first due to COVID-19 pandemic and after that because of various conflicts. Mr. Modi hailed India-Russia cooperation, saying it has helped Indian farmers and Indian consumers alike. The Prime Minister said the world should accept that when the world was facing the fuel challenge, India-Russia agreement regarding fuel played a big role in bringing stability to the international market.
फ्यूल्स की चुनौती भी पूर्व विश्व के किसान में बहुत बड़ी गहरी थी. ऐसे समय आपके सहयोग के कारण भारत में हम सामान्य नागरिक को पेट्रोल डीजल की आवश्यकताओं में कठिनाइयों से हम बचा पाए. इतना ही नहीं, विश्व को ये बात स्वीकार करनी होगी कि भारत और रूस का फ्यूल के संबंध में जो एग्रीमेंट रहा उसने दुनिया को भी एक प्रकार से मार्केट में स्टेबिलिटी देने का इनडायरेक्टली बहुत बड़ा काम किया है. हमारे उस कारोबार के कारण हम भारत के नागरिकों को पेट्रोल डीजल के इस मार से बचा पाए, इन्फ्लेशन से बचा पाए और स्टेबिलिटी भी ला पाए.
ऑन द ओकेजन मिस्टर पुतिन थैंक्ड प्राइम मिनिस्टर मोदी फॉर मेकिंग एफर्ट्स टू फाइंड अ सॉल्यूशन टू एंड द कॉन्फ्लिक्ट इन यूक्रेन. During the bilateral meeting, Mr. Modi had reiterated New Delhi's readiness to assist Moscow in any possible way to establish peace in the region. India and Russia have agreed to set the trade target to $100 billion by 2030. Briefing media in Moscow, Foreign Secretary Vinay Mohan Quatra said, during the meeting between the two leaders, agenda of discussion was principally focused on economic cooperation.
In terms of specific targets, the two leaders have set a new trade target of 100 billion by 2030. Alongside, they have also agreed on a joint statement on economic cooperation specifically till 2030. A significant element of today's discussion in terms of greater and stronger economic partnership also focused on connectivity corridors. In this regard, the two leaders spoke about the new proposed Eastern Corridor, which is called Chennai-Vladivostok Corridor.
The two countries signed 9 documents for cooperation in different fields. It includes MOUs in areas of environment and climate change, cartography, polar research, investment, trade and pharma. New Delhi and Moscow have also inked an MOU on cooperation in the field of broadcasting between Prasar Bharati and TV Novosti. Mr. Quadra informed that the Prime Minister strongly raised the issue of early discharge of Indian nationals who have been misled into the service of the Russian army. He added that the Russian side promised early discharge of all Indian nationals from the service of the Russian army. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was today honoured with Russia's most prestigious civilian honour, the Order of St. Andrew the Apostle. President of Russia, Vladimir Putin, presented it to Mr. Modi. The award recognizes Prime Minister Modi's distinguished contribution to developing a privileged strategic partnership between Russia and India and fostering friendly ties between the two countries. The award was established in 1698 by Tsar Peter the Great in honor of St. Andrew, the first apostle and patron saint of Russia. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi also visited the All-Russian Exhibition Center in Moscow today. He was accompanied by Russian President Vladimir Putin. Both leaders toured the Rosatom Pavilion at the exhibition center. Mr. Modi witnessed a photo exhibition dedicated to India-Russia cooperation in the field of civil nuclear energy. He was also shown the Atomic Symphony, a permanent working model of the VVER-1000 reactor, which is the heart of the Kudankulam nuclear power plant in India. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has left from Moscow for the second leg of his visit to Vienna, Austria. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on X at TIR News Alerts. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. The centre today extended the ban on pro-Khalistani fringe group Sikhs for Justice by another 5 years. The action has been taken under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act. A government notification said the organisation has been indulging in activities which are prejudicial to the integrity and security of the country. Sikhs for Justice is a US-based group run by Gurbatwan Singh Pannoon, who was declared a designated individual terrorist by India. The NIA has registered many cases against Sikhs for Justice and Pannoon. The centre had banned the organisation in 2019. In Chhattisgarh, a female Maoist has been killed in an encounter with security forces today in Kanker district. The encounter took place in Bina Gunda forest when a joint team of DRG, Bastar fighters and BSF was on a search operation in Chota Bethia area. After the gun battle, the dead body of the Maoist, along with a huge quantity of weapons, including 2 rifles, have been recovered from the spot. The CBI has arrested 2 more people in the alleged NEET UG paper leak case. Sources said they have been arrested from Bihar. 1 person has been arrested from Nalanda and another from Gaya district of the state. 13 assembly seats in 7 states will go to by polls tomorrow. Raiganj, Ranaghat, Dakshin, Bagda and Maniktala in West Bengal, Dehra, Hamirpur and Nalagarh in Himachal Pradesh, and Badrinath and Mangalore in Uttarakhand will go to polls. Rupali in Bihar, Amarwada in Madhya Pradesh, Vikramandi in Tamil Nadu and Jalandhar West in Punjab will also go to by-polls. Counting will be held on Saturday. For the by-elections in 3 assembly constituencies of Himachal Pradesh, that is Dehra, Hamirpur and Nalagarh, voting will take place tomorrow. The State Election Commission has completed all preparations for voting and adequate security arrangements have been made. Voting will be held from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. and counting of votes will take place on the 13th of this month. A report.
For the by-elections tomorrow in the 3 assembly constituencies, 315 polling stations have been set up. There are a total of 13 candidates in the fray. However, the main contest is between the Congress and the BJP. In the Dehra Assembly constituency, the Chief Minister Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu's wife, Kamlesh Thakur, is contesting as the Congress candidate, while the BJP has fielded former independent MLA Hoshyar Singh. In Hamirpur, BJP's Ashish Sharma and the Congress's Dr. Pushpinder Verma are in the electoral fray. Similarly, in Nalagarh, an interesting contest is expected between BJP's candidate KL Thakur and Congress's Hardeep Baba. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
In West Bengal, preparation is in the last stage for assembly by-elections. 4 seats will go to polls tomorrow. 35 candidates' political fate will be decided. More from our correspondent.
4 assembly seats of West Bengal will go to by-election tomorrow. They are Raiganj, Ranagar Dakshin, Bagda and Maniktala. Total number of electors is 9,94,616. Votes will be taken at 1,097 booths. 70 companies of central forces will be deployed in the by-election. The main fight is between Trinamool Congress and BJP. Congress has fielded candidates in Raiganj and Bagda seats, whereas left has given candidates in all seats except Raiganj. Kalyan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over parts of central, northeast and east India during the next 4 days. The IMD said these conditions will be present over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Bihar, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya till the 12th of this month. In Uttarakhand, Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami today conducted an aerial survey and ground inspection of flood-affected areas of the Kumaon region of the state. Flood situation due to waterlogging persists in some places of Udham Singh Nagar and Champawat districts due to heavy rains on 7th and 8th of July. More than 1,400 people have been rescued and taken to safer places in Sitarganj and Khatima tehsils of Udham Singh Nagar. On the other hand, 400 people of 150 families have been safely rescued from the Purnagiri tehsil of Champawat district. A total assistance of 6 lakh rupees has been distributed to 120 affected people of the area so far. Meanwhile, the Met Department has issued a yellow alert for heavy rain in some places in the state tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will announce a package for the relief and rehabilitation of flood-hit Assam very soon, said Union Minister of Power, Housing and Urban Affairs Manohar Lal in Guwahati today. Talking to media persons after chairing review meetings of power and urban ministers from the northeast region states, Mr. Lal said that the Union government is committed to helping the flood-affected people of Assam. He informed that damage assessment of flood is going on in the state and the PM will announce the package after completion of the assessment. On to sports now. In women's cricket, chasing a mere target of 85 runs, India was 64 for no loss in 9 overs against South Africa in the third and final T20 international at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai when reports last came in. Earlier, Proteas were bowled out for just 84 runs in 17.1 overs. Tasmin Brits with 20 overs and Aneki Bosch with 17 runs were the top scorers. South African women are currently leading the series 1-0 after winning the first match by 12 runs at the same venue. The second match was called off due to rain. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, has appointed former batter and World Cup winner Gautam Gambhir as the new head coach of the senior men's team. BCCI Secretary Jay Shah made this announcement through a social media post today. Mr. Gambhir replaced Rahul Dravid as head coach. In business news, India's benchmark indices today appreciated around 0.5% to hit their fresh record closing levels amid foreign fund inflows. The Sensex climbed 391 points to end at a new closing peak of 80,352. Nifty also rose 113 points to settle at a record closing high of 24,433. Inflows into the equity mutual funds hit a new high of 40,608 crore rupees in the last month, on back of buoyant equity market and huge fund raised through new fund offers. The equity funds inflow was up 17% in June 2024 compared to the inflow in the month of May 2024. Mutual funds have accumulated 15,227 crore rupees through 11 new fund offers. The 12th meeting of the India-UAE Joint Defence Cooperation Committee, JDCC, concluded today in Abu Dhabi, marking a significant step in bolstering defence relations between the two nations. Led by Joint Secretary Amitabh Prasad, the Indian delegation met with their UAE counterparts, headed by Brigadier General Staff Jamal Ibrahim Mohammed Al-Mazruqi. And in the U.S., at least 8 people have lost their lives following Hurricane Beryl's impact on southeast Texas and Louisiana. The storm left nearly 3 million residents without electricity. Beryl made landfall yesterday morning as a Category 1 hurricane in the southern region, but has since weakened into a tropical depression. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India and Russia set target of $100 billion trade by 2030 during the 22nd annual summit in Moscow. Sign 9 MOUs in areas of environment and climate change, polar research, trade, investment and pharma. Russian President Vladimir Putin thanks Prime Minister Modi for making efforts to resolve the Ukrainian crisis. Prime Minister Modi receives Russia's high civilian honour, the Order of St. Andrew the Apostle. Centre extends ban on pro-Khalistani fringe group, seeks for justice by another 5 years. And in women's cricket, third and final T20 international between India and South Africa underway in Chennai. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.